USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Some lawmakers on Capitol Hill are speaking out regarding the possible tariffs on Mexico. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump is still threatening to impose a 5% tariffs on Mexico if they don't work harder to prevent illegal immigration at the U.S. southern border. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman expressed concern that tariffs are distracting from the trade war with China.
Our focus should be on not just USMCA and getting a good trade agreement done, but also on China. And this distracts us from dealing with a very serious trade issue we have with China. So my hope is that the president will reconsider those tariffs. I know there's a meeting tomorrow with the Mexican foreign minister. Of course, I think we should do more on the border, and I'd like to see Mexico do more to help.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump has weighed in on Brexit during his visit to England. He says he favors a simple break by the UK from the European Union. He adds some of his own views about sovereignty to the complicated idea.
I don't think he should be criticizing a representative of the United States that can do so much good for the United Kingdom.
And as for London and its mayor, Sadiq Khan, who is very critical of the president.
And this is a great, great country, and it wants its own identity. It wants to have its own borders. It wants to run its own affairs. This is a very, very special place.
The mayor urged people in London to protest the state visit. There's been another computer breach at a medical testing company. LabCorp says personal and financial data were exposed. CNET's Laura Hotella.
7.7 million consumers were affected, but it looks like a much smaller subset, about 200,000 consumers, have financial information exposed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Despite assurances the Senate will refuse to consider the matter, Democrats in the House are continuing to push legislation that will give citizenship to illegal migrants. John Clemens reports.
The bill lacks border security measures that the Trump administration has long demanded as part of any major immigration reform. Representative Debbie Lasko of Arizona says it's a crisis at the southern border with an average 4,500 people apprehended a day.
At this rate, CBP will apprehend over 1.6 4 million people in just 1 year. That is more than the last recorded official population of the city of Phoenix.
I'm John Clemens.
A Democratic governor is calling for new gun control measures after a shooting incident last week. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says he's calling for a special state legislative session on gun control in the aftermath of last week's mass shooting in Virginia Beach. Northam saying society must not accept gun violence as inevitable.
It is wrong that we now view these mass shootings as the normal. In fact, it is wrong that we view gun violence in general as the new normal.
On Friday, a Public Works employee killed 12 people at a municipal building before he was killed by police. His motive still isn't known. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.